The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets and the back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 28th day of September 2005. And where in the heck did this year go? We're heading into October. I don't know where it's gone. Program note, starting Monday, we'll be simulcast on two different shortwave frequencies. Of course, it'll be 12160 for the first hour. And 7466 the second hour, but it will also be simulcast on 11920. Make a note of that. Every time we do something like this, we get calls, people weren't paying attention, or gosh, we get the calls in the network, where did the show go? I can't hear the show. And these are from shortwave listeners. We're going to test out 11920, and we're going to do it on several different antenna arrays, but this, I think, is going to be really good. I already know the price is, so hopefully this whole thing will work out, and we'll be broadcasting on that 11920 as of, well, after the 8th of October. We'll be exclusively on 11.920, so make a note of that, okay? And because of the cheaper prices, we're able to expand the programming from 6 until 10. We're right now waiting for authorization for other frequencies. When that happens, you'll hear you'll hear the evening talk show host on the network. Oh, yeah. Stan Monteith, he goes from 10 until 12. He'll stay on WHRI. But Rick Adams, from 8 to 10 p.m., will be on shortwave. Jack is temporarily going to stay on WWCR. That's the 6 to 7 Central. He'll be staying right there for now. But we're going to expand this. We're going to test out those frequencies and expand the programming from beyond the 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., and then we're going to go from 6 until midnight. So that means, ladies and gentlemen, that this network you're listening to right now, if you're listening via the shortwave and not an AM/FM station or internet or whatever the case may be, by satellite, we're going to be expanding this to 12 hours a day, and that's going to go 6 days a week. But we're not going to stop there either. See, I've been telling folks, you know, you need to support this network because apparently we're fastly becoming the only game in town. There are other networks out there that are trying to say that, oh, we've got the greatest network. Well, you take a look at their program lineup, and then you listen to the programming. It's not. You know, so don't pay attention to the sizzle. Pay attention to the verbiage and who's saying it. And I've been telling people that we need to expand, and we are going to do that, but we're only going to be able to do it with your continued support to our sponsors. If you're in the market to buy gold or silver, folks, hello, give Republic Trading Group a call. We all have people that have birthdays, don't we? We've got a great store. We just added. Now, I don't know. It's called Republic Trading Post, and we all buy stuff. We buy tools, and we buy valises and briefcases and all kinds of stuff. Why give it to some giant corporation where their profits are going, well, for their bottom line? But here on this network, the profit goes to, oh, that's right, the network. So we can keep expanding, keep it on the air, and affect more people. This is very easy stuff, folks, to understand. We'll take this break. We'll be right back.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Enough. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
No, go ahead. Oh, is it open? Is it hot? I'm just doing my little Rush Limbaugh deal here. From Bernadine Smith, from the Second Amendment Committee. Thank you, Bernadine, for sending this over. The churches are being used to disarm Americans. Now, this was broadcast over Oregon radio station KCCS today at 10:30 a.m. their time. The Jason Lee Methodist Church in Salem, Oregon, is offering a $50 certificate to buy food and goods for every firearm that is turned in on collection date, and their collection date is October 8th of this year, from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Now, they state that 40% of the homes in Salem with children have loaded or unloaded firearms in them. They recommend that people turn in their guns. As George W. Bush included this cooperation as a requirement before the churches can be awarded his federal grants, she said this needs investigating. But I'll tell you what, we can have some fun with this. Because they included a number to the Jason Lee Methodist Church. Let me give you the number. You can just call up and give him your opinion. But, you know, be nice because this guy thinks he's a man of God. 503-362-9885. That's 503-362-9885. And when I ask people to do the phone calls, we ask you to be polite, succinct, and to the point, because there's going to be 10 other people waiting to get a clear line to that number. And tell the fine folks over the Jason Lee Methodist Church in Salem, Oregon, that, you know, guns aren't evil. People are evil. That's why good people need guns to fend off the evil people. And if you don't believe that, well, as I suggested to Handgun Control Inc. people before, be the first one in your neighborhood to put up a sign and say, this is a gun-free home, and watch all the cockroaches try to get in and steal what you got. I mean, this is insane. I mean, it really is. And I'm not sure of this guy's politics, but obviously, $50, you know, hey, let me tell you something. If I've got a $1,600 Bushmaster, I'm certainly not going to turn it in for $50. So give the fine people over there at the Jason Lee Methodist Church in Salem, Oregon, 503-362-9885. Be polite, be succinct, and get off the phone as soon as you can, and just let them know that, well, people are paying attention to the stuff that they're doing. Real stuff. And I'd almost bet my bottom dollar that this is a politically correct congregation over there. I mean, Salem, Oregon? Has anything good come out of Oregon at all? Did they have anything in Oregon? I don't know too much about the state, but at any rate. The EU is to apply hate speech laws to the Internet. Now, folks, why is this important that you pay attention to this? Well, because we're in a global society now, ladies and gentlemen, and, well, after all, there's a bunch of hate mongers out there. You know, if you want to speak out against the degradation of your culture, you're not going to be allowed to do that. Only Jews are going to be able to talk about Jews. What kind of juice is that? Orange juice? Grape juice? No. Sorry, bad joke. The following message shows that the European Union, like Canada, has succumbed to the Talmudic interferences. And let me just say something. I think Reverend Ted Pike, and he's been on the forefront of this destruction of the First Amendment, because he's been tracking and tracing this business going on with supposedly hate crimes. You know, you got to have a law if you've got a hate crime. Okay, this is what the homosexual lobby tried to push. That, well, people, you can't incite people to bash gays. Well, why would I want to do that? I mean, why would I want to run the risk of getting HIV by maybe getting infected by blood? If I'm going to bludgeon somebody on the head and shoulders, it ain't going to be somebody with AIDS. That's for sure. Not that I do that anyhow, but I mean, I see healthcare professionals. You go into a dentist. What do they got on? Rubber gloves. Go into the hospital. What do they got on? Rubber gloves. Watch the cops anymore. What do they got on? Rubber gloves. Everybody's afraid of getting HIV. But, no, I'm not going to go pound a homosexual. No. There are already laws against pounding people for whatever reason. You can't do it. And it's, folks, the Pharisees, why did Mel Gibson catch so much heat for The Passion? Why? Well, it was the Pharisees that wanted Jesus Christ tacked up on a cross because it was going to interfere with their brand of religion. And the Pharisees have been around for all these thousands of years. And now we have a new phenomenon. It's the same old phenomenon, only with a new face and a new name, but the same thing, Zionism. Now, like Canada, as I started to say, has succumbed to the Talmudic interferences. Both cannot act or react as formerly Christian regions, as Zionists have so corrupted the secular leadership of these two former Christian areas that Christianity is now the obvious enemy. Why do you think, ladies and gentlemen, that Judge Roy Moore, classic example, who was behind that? Southern Perversion Law? Oh, that's right, and the Anti-Defamation League. I'm sorry, I didn't know that Judge Roy Moore was anti-Semitic. No, the only thing he did was place the Ten Commandments in the rotunda of the state's Supreme Court building. Oh, but now it starts to make sense. You know, if the Pharisees tacked Jesus Christ up on a cross and killed him, then don't we have to get rid of what Jesus Christ represented? Makes sense to me, but apparently not to a whole lot of secular bimbos in this country or people that think that they're Christian. And I don't even know what that means anymore, folks. I don't even know what it means to be Christian anymore because I see them following so many false doctrines, it's unbelievable. Now, according to this, they have seen to it that their media takes no enemies, so to speak, as the media can only project issues favorable to Zionism. And to prove it, they will legally punish anyone who even mentions the word Jew in any manner whatsoever. For only Jews can speak of and about the Jews. This legally means that they have engineered laws to favor and protect their demands. Now, such twisted logic is not unique. For our blinded and duped Congress just passed laws that are similar to this and inhibit the same thing from among Americans, taking away what? Free speech, our First Amendment right. Now, excuse me, since we have still have our Second Amendment, and folks, I got to tell you this, for all you gun-grabbing people out there, not a whole lot on this audience, that's for sure, but why do you think the Founding Fathers put the Second Amendment, why didn't they put it 7th or 8th or 10th? Why did they put the Second Amendment right in behind the first one? Why? Because the thinking of the day was simply this. If they take away your right to speech, chances are you're going to have to grab the old iron. Simple as that. Since we still have our Second Amendment, all of these accoutrements that are attached and associated with it, we must now use the Second Amendment rights to protect and ensure the survivability of the First. And this gentleman says, such was the reason and intent of the Second Amendment in the first place. A reaction that simply means we may have to use arms to ensure that the first is secure and inviolate. Otherwise, we too will succumb to the wiles of the Talmudist, who now see the conclusion of their protocols about to be closed, and they win. And get to set up the long-sought goal of their Talmudic world dominion. Now, I believe that Jefferson had something to say about this. It went a little bit like this. Liberty must and can only result from sacrifice, for it takes the blood of both patriot and tyrant alike to preserve liberty.
Oh, he must be a militia guy. He's one of these extremists. He's dangerous. He's a potential terrorist. Notice all the wonderful little names they're getting tacked on to groups or individuals that think in the same way that, you know, that you're an extremist or you're a possible terrorist or you're a conspiracy theorist. Where do you think all this stuff is emanating from? That's right, from the people and their organizations that want to take over the damn planet. That's where it's coming from. And for the life of me, I still do not see, after all the evidence being weighed and being looked at and being talked about and being reported on, why people are still in the dark as to where this is coming from. And there are groups of people in this country that know exactly where it's coming from it, and they're railing against it. Who? Well, the Torah-believing conservative Jews in this country are. They are finally starting to speak out about the Talmudist, or should I say the Zionist. They're finally starting to speak out. And, of course, don't look for the latest report on your evening news, because you will never, ever, ever hear about it. Now, European Union applies hate speech and their rules to the Internet. I'll cover that and also tell you how they're preparing the Internet laws. And, well, guess where it's coming out of, right? That's right, Brussels. So we'll fill you in on that right after the break. Mr. Producer, can you get me something that makes my mouth work today? He says yes. I'll hold you to that. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Producer, you got to find me some new bumper music, man. What was that? Do we even know what that was? Bruce Coburn. I'm sorry, who's that? Never mind. Night Train, I'm sorry. The European Union applies hate speech rules to internet. Opposition to multiculturalism. Homosexuality, immigration, effectively banned under new internet rules. The European Union, this comes out of Brussels, Belgium, the European Union will begin launching new internet broadcasting rules later this year. The European Commission had a duty to protect shared European values. What is that? A shared European value. And that reminds me of when Hillary Clinton talks about values. Oh, when she starts talking about values, you better duck. Well, according to this, the European Commission had a duty to protect shared European values. EU Information Society Commissioner Vivian Redding, I guess this is, told a broadcasting conference in Liverpool, England, who in this room stands for freedom to spread incitement to racial hatred on the new media? Redding said that there was a broad consensus that hate speech rules should also apply to the internet. Now, another story following this one, European Union officials insisted on Thursday that they had no plans to regulate the internet. Oh, counter story as the EU prepares to launch new broadcasting rules later this year.
The Information Society Commissioner, Redding, told a broadcasting conference in Liverpool in the United Kingdom, "I have no intention to regulate the Internet." However, she said the European Commission had a duty to protect, as I said, the shared European values. Who in this room is in favor of child pornography on the new media? Who stands for the freedom to spread incitement to racial hatred on the new media? She said there was broad consensus that child protection and hate speech rules should apply also to non-linear services such as pay TV or Internet broadcast. Internet firms and some broadcasters have firmly voiced their opposition to the EU-wide law over content. BBC director Mark Thompson said on Wednesday that regulators needed to be realistic about how practical and desirable it was to enforce content in an on-demand online world. He said that self-regulation grounded in continuous research into public attitudes was a better option for new media. So, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with it. I mean, they say one thing and then when asked directly, oh, no, we've got no intention of doing that. You know, it was like Sarah Brady, Inc. saying, oh, no, we don't want to get rid of all firearms, but, you know, we have a problem here, so therefore we've got to take steps. And, well, we really don't enjoy it, but we've got to take steps to protect people. Look, liars hate the truth. The Internet is the 20th century version of the telephone. Ironically, I think almost both created in the same century. But you get text and pictures. This talk show host is still fascinated by the telephone, that you can pick up an instrument and talk to anybody that has a like instrument anywhere in the world, almost instantaneously. I still find that fascinating. The Internet, when that came along, well, it was even better because it was instantaneous. I don't like typing on a keyboard or being in chat rooms because I'm not that great of a typist, and this is too much of a hassle. But as far as information goes, pictures, information, a story can hit and go worldwide just like that. It's not about spreading hate or prejudice, folks. It's about spreading the truth, and that's what liars hate. Any avenue that they cannot absolutely control, they fear beyond belief. And the reason is obvious. It exposes what they do, who they are, what they're working towards. So, let them try it. You know, the people over in the European Union have been catching on to what their government wrangled them into in the first place. You know, building this wonderful first step in global governance. They were told a whole bunch of things, and, well, they're realizing they're on the wrong end of the stick. Coming up, FEMA criticized for cruise ship deal. You're going to love this one. You know, folks, they're throwing around billions of dollars. Even some of our politicians, the Capital Gang, is getting a little concerned because there's no accountability as to where money is going, what funds and who's going to get it and what are they going to do with it. Well, throw out a $60 billion chunk out there and see how many people try to grab for it. I mean, we got to come up with new terms rather than pork barreling. We got to come up with something mega pork barreling or mega greed or whatever the case may be. But it's going to be interesting to watch. You know, and I've also got the stories of Dear Georgie. You know, I hope this guy downs a bottle of Jack, takes his Prozac and checks out. You know, just wigs out. Just goes once and for all over the high side so we can dump this guy. Not that the next Democrat, and I do mean Democrat, coming into the White House. See, this is the plan, folks. They give you a Democrat for 8 years and give you a Republican for 8 years. And you forget about the previous 8 years, so you're sick of this guy's 8 years, so you're going to go back to the previous 8 years, which you forgot about. It's all the same. Check the records. Check what they're for. This is all dog and pony show, the Punch and Judy show for the uninformed and apparently short-term memory people out there. Take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Enough. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using right-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Bright discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
According to the Washington Post, on September 1, as tens of thousands of desperate Louisianans packed the New Orleans Superdome and their convention center, the Federal Emergency Management Agency pleaded with the U.S. military Sealift Command. The government needed 10,000 berths on a full-service cruise ships, and it needed the deal done by noon the next day. The hasty appeal yielded one of the most controversial contracts of the Hurricane Katrina relief operation, a $236 million agreement with the Carnival Cruise Lines for three ships that now bob more than half empty in the Mississippi River and Mobile Bay. The six-month contract, staunchly defended by Carnival but castigated by politicians from both parties, has come to exemplify the cost of haste that followed Katrina's strike and FEMA's lack of preparation. Let me say this again for people that aren't getting this. This is not FEMA's job. FEMA's job is prison camps, rounding people up, isolating them, separating them, and sending them to wherever. Okay? That's FEMA's job, folks. And they're openly talking about dumping the Posse Comitatus right now. And we'll get into that also. Now, to critics, the price is exorbitant. If the ships were a capacity with 7,116 evacuees for 6 months, the price per evacuee would be $1,275 a week. Man, could I stay in a nice hotel for that, with meals and valet service? And I could get my suits pressed. $1,200 a week? How do I get in that line? According to calculations by aides to Senator Tom Coburn, a Republican out of Oklahoma, a seven-day Western Caribbean cruise out of Galveston can be had for $599 a person. And that would include entertainment and the cost of actually making the ship move. Now, when the federal government would actually save millions of dollars by forging the foregoing the status quo and actually sending evacuees on a luxurious six-month cruise, it is time to rethink how we're conducting oversight. The short-term temporary solution has turned into a long-term, grossly overpriced sweetheart deal for a cruise line, said Coburn and Senator Barack Obama. I got to get more information. I mean, this guy's name, Obama. In a joint statement yesterday calling for a chief financial officer to oversee Katrina spending, Carnival's bid totaled $192 million over 6 months, plus $44 million in reimbursable expenses, such as port charges, fuel, food, and docking cost. To Carnival executives, the contract will ensure only that the company breaks even when it pulls three ships from the holiday operations. Now, remember I said that the company breaks even. About 100,000 passengers had their vacations canceled to accommodate the government's needs, according to J. Michael Crye, that's C-R-Y-E, by the way, president of the International Council on Cruise Lines, who has been answering questions about the deal for Carnival. In the end, we will make no additional money on this deal versus what we would have made by keeping these cruise ships in service. That has been our position from the outset, and it's not changed, according to Carnival spokeswoman Jennifer De La Cruz. But wait a minute. What did I just read here? Let me see that, we're going to break even on this deal. So how can you break even if you do this large contract, and I gave you the price disparities here, how is it they're going to just break even? Government contracting officials defended the deal, saying they were the market. Captain Joe Manna, director of contracts at Sealift Command, said of Carnival, under the circumstances, I'd say we're getting a pretty good deal. Let me see. You can go on a cruise for $599 a person, and they're getting $1,275 a week. I just want to know one thing. Does that include entertainment? Because if it doesn't, it's not a good deal. Well, more of your FEMA annex, folks, in progress. In Detroit, Michigan, Detroit for the rest of y'all, more cops or tank for Detroit. Boy, I'm telling you, these people need public relations firms. Is Karl Rove got his own public relations firm? I think they better call him. The Detroit Police Department, according to the Detroit News, on the heels of the decision to lay off 150 cops, and we're not talking about exactly a crime-free city here, folks. We're talking about Detroit. Wants to buy a $743,000 urban assault vehicle that can it's got the ability to traverse rivers, is resistant to landmines, and is equipped with periscopes. The Detroit City Council, I'm sorry, sometimes the implementation of a police state, it has its lighter moments. I don't know why I'm finding this so funny, but the Detroit City Council is expected today to approve purchasing the Commander, general purpose vehicle for use in executing drug raids. It could also be used in case of terrorist attacks or a natural disaster. Now, we're talking about one of these things. The GPV is the Commander is what they're referring to. And it's got these big rubber tires on it. And I can remember Molotov cocktails during World War II doing a fine job of baking people in the tanks. Big rubber wheels. Yeah. That's what I want to do, lay off 150 cops and buy one of these things. That makes perfect sense to me. The vehicle is to be bought with drug forfeiture money. Oh, well, that explains it. Cash that it can also be used to hire narcotics dedicated personnel and equipment, department spokesman James Tate said. In a Louisiana police chief, he's out of a job. It looks like the police chief in Detroit might be out of a job here pretty soon also. Still, some question whether the cash-strapped city can afford to spend so much on a vehicle while it's laying off police and slashing on the programs. It costs around $70,000 a year to keep one officer on the street. This is all about priorities, said Detroit Police Officer Association President Marty Bandemer. He criticized the purchase, saying the department should be looking at ways to hire more cops rather than buy expensive equipment, especially if that one piece of equipment, $750,000, can be, that's right, can be put out of service in short order. The city decided to lay off 150 cops, and this is how they decided to spend their money. As part of the department's restructuring, a number of the lieutenants will be promoted to commander and get immediate pay boost. These are all examples of how the department doesn't put a value on street cops. Last month, Police Chief Ella Bully Cummings, no, I'm not kidding, that's her name, Ella Bully Cummings, who once commanded the strategic response unit that will be used the vehicle, announced a restructuring of the police department expected to save the city around $43 million. Why don't you just get rid of all the cops and just buy a bunch of these things and just run around and mow people down? And oh, by the way, just do a drug raid here and there to keep yourself in that expensive gas. I don't even know what the mileage on this stupid thing is. But, you know, folks, we went through this period, and we witnessed this, that, well, the government just made all kinds of war materials available to police departments to fight crime. Helicopters and all-terrain. I mean, we got cops in Austin, folks, running around in ATVs, you know, okay? I mean, they were getting helicopters. They were doing a bunch of stuff that, budget-wise, without the federal funds, they couldn't keep this equipment operational. So, I mean, the cost of a police state. And by the way, they said that, well, it has one other benefit. It looks intimidating. Well, why don't we just fire all the cops and just put the military on the streets? I mean, they know how to use this kind of stuff, right? I mean, why don't we just do away, the police department, there's too many rules, and this stupid thing called the Constitution and what you can do and what you can't do to people, you know, can't drag them in a back room and beat them with rubber hoses and phone books and stuff. Why don't we just get rid of all that? I mean, wouldn't the military do a better job of going and getting the bad guys than these inept little police officers running around the streets with just too many rules they have to follow? I mean, come on, let's get real. We're going to be tough on terrorism, tough on crime, going to rid the city streets of drugs, get rid of all the guns out there. I mean, come on, let's quit fooling around with this thing. Somebody in Washington, D.C. has got to have some cojuntas and just stand up and say, well, forget this piecemeal approach. Let's just put the military in there. Just fire all the police. Come on, let's quit screwing around with this. I'm tired of it. Got to read these stories every day and try to track and trace what these clowns are up to. Let's just have a military police state and get it over with. That's what they've been working on. Some of you people just tuned into the program thought, has this guy's cheese slid off his crackers? No. Just taking some needed jest here, folks. Bush offers Pentagon as lead agency in disasters. President Bush yesterday said he wants Congress to consider putting the Pentagon, not state and local agencies, in charge of responding to large natural disasters in the future. Is there a circumstance in which the Department of Defense becomes the lead agency? Mr. Bush asked members of a military task force participating in Hurricane Rita relief efforts in Texas. Clearly, in the case of terrorist attack, that would be the case. But there is a natural disaster of a certain size that would then enable the Defense Department to become the lead agency in coordinating and leading the response effort. That's going to be a very important consideration for Congress to think about. Oh, George. The remarks came 10 days after the president first floated the idea during an address to the nation from New Orleans, which was devastated by Hurricane Katrina. Having been sharply criticized for the federal government's slow response to the storm, Mr. Bush called for increased powers for the White House and the Pentagon. It is now clear that a challenge on this scale requires greater federal authority and a broader role for armed forces. Let me read that again. It is now clear that a challenge on this scale requires greater federal authority and a broader role for armed forces. Armed forces, folks, they're in the business of killing things, breaking things. the institution of our government most capable of massive logistical operations on a moment's notice. That would require a change of law since the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878 forbids the military from performing civilian law enforcement duties. Defense Secretary Donald H. Rummy, is investigating possible reforms to the act, which Pentagon officials consider archaic. Oh, our Pentagon boys think that Posse Comitatus is an archaic idea. Senator John W. Warner, this little slit-eyed, let me shut my mouth, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, said the president and defense secretary should be given standby authorities to respond to natural disasters. The Virginia Republican said, "I believe the time has come that we reflect on the Posse Comitatus Act. Mr. Bush's push for greater consolidation of federal power is in the wake of the hurricanes Katrina and Rita, mirrors his successful implementation of the Patriot Act in the wake of September 11th. The act, which gives law enforcement officials greater authority to pursue terrorists, has been called overly intrusive by critics." See, folks, I've been relegated kind of like a movie critic. I'm just a critic out here. I'm not somebody that's commenting on the Constitution and the violation of it. No, I've become just a critic. You know, it was a bad play. It fell apart in the second act. Oh, you've got to get rid of it. Oh, it closed only after a week. See, I've just been relegated to critic status. Similarly, critics are already warning against repeal of Posse Comitatus. Washington, cautioned by Gene Healy, says that Washington seems poised to embrace further centralization and militarization at home. He's a senior editor, by the way, at the Cato Institute, a libertarian think tank. He went on to say that this has the markings of a policy disaster that would dwarf Hurricane Katrina. Oh, that's putting it mildly. Putting soldiers into peacekeeping roles will degrade their warfighting skills. Oh, I don't think so. I think it'll just make them kinder and gentler. You know, bullet or a Band-Aid? Which would you like? Senator Dave Vitter, Louisiana Republican, said the Pentagon should replace the Federal Emergency Management Agency as the primary coordinator of disaster relief. Oh, I see where this is going. By the way, the politicians in Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, what are they saying? Well, we need to just get rid of FEMA. Let's just get rid of FEMA. Well, if they get rid of FEMA and people keep crying for greater federal response, who do you think is going to be left? Oh, that's right, the logistical magicians there. Oh, the Pentagon people, the Department of Defense. And who better, because we have people standing by. That's right, the military. Goes on to say, "I'm not talking about superseding state authority or local authority," he told CNN. "But I'm saying when a disaster is as big as at least Katrina, and you have this full-scale mobilization, food and water and ice and rescue efforts, I believe that proper entity at the federal level are the uniformed services to be the lead of that, not FEMA." Oh. And so I think we need to go to that model in the future. Senator Mary L. Landrieu, Louisiana Democrat, said the military has a very strong role to play, but so do our governors and our local elected officials. Hey, Mary, why don't you pick up your state constitution? While you're at it, read the federal one. That'd be a good start for you, dear. It really would. Because obviously you don't have a clue as to what kind of government we're supposed to have. You idiot. We're talking about a total mobilization for a police state. That's why I was making a joke about this earlier. Let's just fire the police guy. I mean, come on, we've been taking the budgets away from the county sheriffs. Okay, for years, we've been trying to limit their power. We've run around the country. We've given more policy authority to these police chiefs that aren't duly elected by the people. And they've been the handmaidens for the Fed all along, militarizing themselves. So let's just do away with all this, and let's just get rid of these guys, and then go into the military, fine. We'll strap a uniform on them. No problem. Let's just do away with this stuff, and let's just have a good old-fashioned police state and forget the pretense. Mary. White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan emphasized that federal authority would be invoked only in really extraordinary circumstances.
Really?
Such as a Katrina-sized hurricane, a terrorist attack, or a disease pandemic like the avian flu outbreak. Oh, that's right. That's another one the government's not prepared for. See, folks, let me tell you something. The way you handle situations is on a local basis because the locals know more about the terrain and the workings than some bureaucratic-led invasion force from Washington, D.C. Look what they did in Katrina, folks. Cut police communications, refused to let supplies and water go in. Bodies were rotting on the sidewalks, and they're all standing around waiting for orders, waiting for their marching orders. Come on, let's just get it over with. Let's just have our police state. I'm tired of talking about it.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
That's a bottom of the hour break bump. Not in a 4-minute segment, Mr. Producer. I mean, it sounds good, but we're running out of time. I didn't get to the CFR member urges domestic CIA. They never quit. I wanted to cover... By the way, that story I just read was from Insight Magazine by Bill Salmon. Well, he also writes for the Washington Times, and he said that President Bush yesterday sought to federalize hurricane relief efforts, removing governors from the decision-making process. It wouldn't be necessary to get a request from the governor or take other action, White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan said yesterday. This would be, he added, more of an automatic trigger. Mr. McClellan was referring to the new direct line of authority that would allow the president to place the Pentagon in charge of responding to natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and outbreaks of disease. It may require change of law, Mr. Bush said yesterday. It's very important for us that we look at the lessons of Katrina to think about other scenarios that might require a well-planned, significant federal response right off the bat to provide stability. An unstable president calling for stability in the nation. George, why don't you take a look at the Banking Act of 1913? Take a look at the income tax law. Take a look at the federalization, the creeping tendrils that have choked the life out of just about every state in the union. Let's take a look at that first, George, all right, before we have to change the law. The American Civil Liberties Union, oh yes, our friends, accused Mr. Bush of attempting a power grab in the wake of fierce criticism that he responded too slowly to Hurricane Katrina a month ago. You know, the ACL doesn't get this. The ACLU does not understand this. For all their brainiacs and their high-powered attorneys, well-paid people, they don't seem to really understand the program. Everything to them is just one little isolated incident that they have to send a team of lawyers on. They don't see an agenda. Using the military and domestic law enforcement is generally a very bad idea. This is coming from a very high-paid lawyer. He says it's a very bad idea. Timothy Edgar, National Security Policy Counsel for the ACLU, he says, I'm afraid that it will have unforeseen consequences for civil liberties. Louisiana Governor Kathleen Babineau Blanco and Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour declined the president's offer to federalize the state's National Guard's troop in the aftermath of Katrina, so Mr. Bush wants Congress to consider empowering the Pentagon with automatic control. Let me tell you what happened down in Louisiana, Mississippi, folks. Half the National Guard people were where? Oh, that's right, in Iraq. Isn't that amazing? Underfunded as they are, undersupplied as they've been for years, and let's just go throw them in the meat grinder over there. Yeah, let me take a cup. Let me take a bunch of weekend warriors, folks. You know the requirements for National Guard is? They're weekend warriors. They got to do a weekend of basic training once a month. And I guess that's really good for reminding yourself you should get up at 7 a.m. and that you should exercise regularly. But these are not what you would consider to be combat troops. More suited, oh, that's right, for national emergencies. Currently, the lead federal agency responsible for disaster relief is FEMA, which has about 2,500 employees and is a division of the Homeland Security Department. Mr. Bush has suggested that a more appropriate agency is the Department of Defense, which has 1.4 million active duty troops. I'll tell you what, for even the suggestion out of Bush's mouth, this clown should be bounced for treason, ladies and gentlemen. Treason. T-R-E-S-O-N. Treason. But they're sitting quietly up there, and of course they're gathering their minions to mimic what this would-be dictator wants to do with America. Holy mackerel. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Well, we'll discuss that archaic thing called the Constitution.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.